A good effort defensively. Do you take any solace in that, Gerard? Your defense plays that well, but you guys lose the football game?
Obviously we didn't play well enough. Our job is to go out there and hold them from scoring any points at all. And unfortunately, they scored more than us yesterday. So we had some good plays, but we also had a lot of plays where we just weren't ready to go. And, that's my fault, and I got to get the guys ready.
You said ready to go. Was that the case on the 3rd and 15? Did they quick snap you on defense and get that play downfield deep in their own end?
There were multiple plays throughout the game. We haven't watched the film yet. We're going to watch it here shortly. But there are multiple plays where it's just too much communication going on, and, I just got to get the guys ready.
You were all over the field there yesterday. Was that something to go into this game, the way you were scheming it? You knew that there was going to be some opportunities for you, something that they were doing?
You know what, to be honest with you, we change every week. And sometimes I'm able to run around and sometimes I'm not. But yesterday there was some opportunities there to move around. Spikes played well for us. And, those guys did a good job. We just, didn't make enough plays.
Let me ask you about him real quick, because in a running game, do you just try to get out of his way? Because he just, buries people.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You know what? I let him go in there and blow it up, and I try to get the scraps.
When you're playing a team like that was bent on running the ball, I know offensive linemen get in a rhythm. Can the defense get in a rhythm with that too, or do you got to be careful of that?
You got to be careful with that, because sometimes they hit you a play action, or sometimes you think the fullback's leading up on you. He goes out on a route. That happened to me yesterday. I'm about to go in there and lead, and then he slipped me and went down the field. But you have to play it honest. Anytime you have a team like that where they have outside threats and tight ends that can get down the field, you have to play it honest, read your keys, and not hone in too much on, either the run or pass.
And Gerard Mayo joining us. Lou mentioned all over the field. There was a play where you got credit for half a sack. I wanted to give you the whole sack on that play.
Oh, thanks. So now you're a statistician.
I'm trying to help you out.
Hey, but it was a scout and a stats guy.
They had a great view of it where it looked like
you look like a racquetball player.
You have to play that, Joey. Everyone knows I'm a fantasy racquetball player. Looked like you delayed. You waited at the line, then you had an opportunity. Was that a scheme play where it was a delayed blitz, or did you see Dalton standing in the pocket and realize your opportunity was after you waited, it looked like a couple seconds,
right,
take a shot at him?
Yeah, it's just kind of my coverage kind of stayed in, so it's called a hug. I know what a fantasy guy like you doesn't know what a hug is.
The hugs are different.
Between breaks, we
huggers and mud are different.
Oh, racquetball players, hugs are different.
Scared of hugs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hugs are different.
I give my kid hugs. Is that what we're talking about? No, different type of hug? Okay.
It was kind of like my guy stayed in, so just go, and I saw him stepping up in the pocket.
Yeah. McCourty knocks that ball free. How aware are you where you are in the field? Because that was thing where that thing could have went out of bounds easily.
Let me tell you, I saw the sideline right there, and I heard people yelling at me from the sideline. I just, a lot of, people were like, "You scoop and score." But I'm like, man, I just want to get this ball and stay in bounds, get the possession back to our offense.
You had some young guys pressed into duty in front of you, right, with the injuries. How do you think those guys played for you?
I'm not sure yet. They made some plays up front, obviously, with the sacks and, getting pressure on the quarterback. But we had to watch the film and see. Obviously, we still have a lot of growing to do. It's not like I played with these guys for 6 years like I did with Vince, and guys like that. So we still have to build build the communication, build the camaraderie, and take steps forward. It's a tough game this week, and we got to be ready to go.
Do you see the enthusiasm in their faces when these young guys get in, especially young guys that are undrafted or late draft choices? Do you ever have to just calm them down and make them focus?
Yeah. Sometimes, those guys are always coming to the sideline, talking about the plays that happen. Yeah. But obviously they're very anxious and very excited for the opportunity to go out there and play football and play at a high level. The expectations around here are high, and those guys, they put a lot of work into the film room and in practice. And then obviously it shows up in the game.
If it wasn't for what Peyton Manning is doing, we'd be talking about what Drew Brees is doing.
Right.
They're 5-0 guys, outstanding. And two weapons that kind of in your area, right? The tight end and Jimmy Graham, and a guy like Sproles out of the backfield.
Yeah.
What he did 2 weeks ago is amazing.
Exactly. Those guys are vertical threats. Obviously, they're matchup problems. Sproles, with his athleticism and his quickness, he lines up in empty, comes out of the backfield, does a lot of different things. And obviously, Graham is a big target with a huge catch radius. It'll take 11 guys, to get pressure on the quarterback, to tackle these guys in open field and make plays.
How do you compare Manning and Brees? You've played against them both a lot over your career. Is anything similar between these two? I mean, from a way they approach the quarterback in terms of the speed of the way they play that position?
We're talking about Peyton?
Not Eli, I'm sorry. Not the super guys.
I'll break down Eli when you leave. Don't worry about it.
Peyton Manning and Drew Brees, two guys.
They're very similar, obviously not in stature, they're different. Brees is a shorter guy, but he's all about timing. Throws the back shoulder better than anybody in the game. It's hard to defend the back shoulder because, you know, the obviously the receiver knows where the ball is at, and you have to, you know, when he turns around, you have to turn around. But he's all about timing. Peyton's at the line changing up plays all the time, but Breeze does the same thing. So they're very similar, very accurate passers, and they're never in a bad play.
Is it to your advantage to play them outside instead of having to go to the dome and play them in on that turf, that offense?
Well, we always enjoy playing at home anyways. You know, we enjoy our fans. We enjoy, you know, those guys getting rowdy for us on third down especially. So, you know, I'm going to say I like it outside.
Hey, you've played against Sproles enough, too. This guy's a unique individual when it comes to NFL running backs.
Oh, he is. You know, he's a smaller guy. You know, one of those guys that, you know, they're hard to find in the backfield in the run game, but also that can motion out in the empty. Very quick, like a slot receiver. So we even practiced against them. What was that?
A couple years ago.
Yeah. So, you know, we got to see him a lot. A great player. He'll be a challenge.
Yeah. Back to work. We'll let you get back to work, Gerard. Thanks for taking a few minutes. We'll see you next week.
Appreciate it, guys.
Gerard Mayo, Patriots linebacker, joining us.